Good afternoon, Senator Damon, members of the committee. I am David Etnier, and yes, Commissioner is out of state on actually Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission business. He's the chair of that now, whatever they call that.
Yes, he is.
Head honcho of that now, and he had to be away, and he sends his regrets. I would have been here anyhow, but
sure.
You would have been better off if he'd been here too, but I'll have to substitute.
I couldn't help but notice that you have something with you. What is that?
Well, my token of appreciation, esteem, remembrance, sadness, and having served on this committee in the past, wanted you folks to enjoy these Maine made chocolates, even in the best of health.
On behalf of the rest of the committee, I'll accept them greatly, gladly, and report to the committee on their.
Well, actually, the intent was to share them.
With all of the committee?
At least the other five members who are here today to witness this.
It is a tradition in the legislature that if you have served on a committee in the past, if you have been a member of the legislature and then have come back to that committee, that you come back bearing a gift. And so earlier today, those who were in appropriations saw that Deputy Commissioner Etnier brought them a gift, and he's brought us one as well. And though this is, we haven't adopted the joint rules yet, so I'm going to be able to open these, and I'll pass them along, and feel free to indulge. Deputy Commissioner.
Sure. We brought earlier today this briefing book, which has got much more information than you'll hear today from our 62-slide presentation, but there's a lot of information in there. Please look through that at your convenience, and you might want to look at the portions of it today that relate to the various bureaus, because we do have the bureau directors all here today and others. Also, we provided you a up-to-date law book. That's the blue, pale blue work there with a supplement in the back of it, I believe, that reflects the most recent law changes. It's not our regulations, but our laws.
Just 1 second. So each member of the committee has their own copy of this.
Yep.
It would be good for you to mark them as, I guess they already have been marked for
Veronica,
you. So.
I think Veronica did that for us.
Thank you.
In addition, today with me here, I just want to introduce you all to some of our best, most important staff. We have Deirdre Gilbert, who's the special assistant to the commissioner's office. She'll be here virtually all the time with me. To her left, your right, is Dr. Linda Mercer, who heads up our Bureau of Resource Management down in Booth Bay, and also they have a lab up in Lemoyne. Right directly by her, behind her, with his new spectacles on, is Pat Kelleher, who heads up the Bureau of Sea Run Fisheries and Habitat, a new bureau that we absorbed, consolidated a year or so ago, the Atlantic Salmon Commission with our bureau, our division of stock enhancement, and made a new bureau that Pat's the head of. Next to him is Bert Bilodeau, who heads up things for us over at the Natural Resource Service Center. He doesn't actually work for DMR directly. He used to when he was a better man. But now he works for them, and he knows pretty well what we do, and he's filling in for Judy Moody, who's our financial analyst, who couldn't be here today. And with a snazzy outfit next to Bert is the esteemed colonel of the Marine Patrol, Joseph Fessenden. And directly behind Joe, last but not least, and wearing a tie, which he really doesn't want to do. Yeah, he's snazzy looking today, isn't he? That's Terry Stockwell, who's our Director of External Affairs. Terry is often not in the state of Maine. He's often out of state dogging the interstate and federal fisheries matters on behalf of us, whether it's Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, New England Fisheries Management Council, whale stuff, other stuff. He's there representing Maine on all of our behalf. And I wanted Terry here today in particular because there are some federal issues that we'll have in the slideshow that he, better than anyone, except perhaps the commissioner, is better equipped to answer to myself if you have questions in that arena.
Could I just interject 1 second? And then for members of the committee, we often think that our work as on the Marine Resources Committee and dealing with the Department of Marine Resources is strictly about Maine. Technically, I guess it is. But what we do, our involvement, it's important to know that we are being well represented when it comes to being at the table of protecting our resource and managing it. So thank you, David.
Sure, and I did want to, before I forget, and partly because we put so much trouble to put this together, but in here is our strategic plan, updated information about all of our bureaus, one right after another, information about the landings information for all of our species, as current as we can get it. Some graphs there, main landings. Information about some, but not all, I don't believe, of our advisory councils. We've got a lot of advisory councils. This doesn't include the seven lobster zones. Some of you serve on your area's lobster zones. The speaker and the president will need to be reappointing people or appointing new people to each of those seven lobster management zone councils. That's up to them to do, and their membership of those zone councils is not reflected here. Certainly get in touch with me if you want any of that information. Then we have financials with a very important spreadsheet that I actually alluded to when I was with you folks at appropriations earlier. Not a spreadsheet, excuse me, a pie chart in color that reflects our shift in funding over the last 20 years off of general fund and onto license surcharges and other dedicated funds and also federal funds. If you look from FY88 to FY08, you'll see that I think it's a 30-some-odd percent shift.
Just one second here. For those who may be listening to this but can't see it, there's a page in this document that has four separate pie graphs or pie charts in it. And FY1988, the amount of general fund money contributing, the percentage of it contributing to the Department of Marine Resources was 84.5%. That has decreased to FY99, FY93, FY98, and presently FY2008, so that the general fund contribution to that state money's contribution to Department of Marine Resources is now but 51.2%.
That's correct.
Just slightly over half. And that is how much the general fund is decreasing in terms of the percentage of the overall total. It's true that the piece of the pie itself has gotten bigger, as one might expect from 1988 to 2008 over a 20-year period, but the percentage is the thing that's most intriguing here. Representative Weaver.
Just being new, what's the DED funds?
Dedicated funds. Okay.
Sure, and I'll mention this when we see the slides as well, but one of the things that I always think of when I see this is it reminds me that basically we're a $10 million state general fund agency, obviously around 21 or so million dollars, 20 plus million dollars total, but $10 million state agency with about maybe 200 employees with the advent of adding the Atlantic Salmon Commission, maybe a little less than that, probably 175. But we generate the people we serve, the people we try to serve, the industries we certainly try to serve, and to the public, we generate, if you will, about $1 billion worth of economic activity. It's about $700,000 in commercial fishing activity, and the 26,000-27,000 people employed in various areas there, and around another 300 million related to saltwater recreational fishing. Primarily striped bass, but other things as well, and the people who are associated with those making saltwater recreational fishing go. So it's about $1 billion worth of economic activity. I think it's a pretty good bang for your buck agency. I did want to segue briefly, because some of you I have never met before, some I have, some I'm meeting today for the first time. But I did serve on this committee for three terms. I was a House Chair for two. 117th, 118th, 119th, I was on this committee. I also served at that time on other committees, Judiciary, Health and Human Services, Natural Resources, and Appropriations for my last term. But all by way of saying, I always found that the issues confronting this committee, despite all those other things, was often the most difficult. For me, it was personally over that eight-year span of my life, the most difficult issues are always right here in this committee. It's partly because of my own background coming from Harpswell and having engaged in commercial fishing as a youngster, a long time ago now, high school era, about a decade or so, but also just because you're dealing with people's lives and livelihoods and their family members and their kids and their ability to put bread on the table and so on and so forth. And it really was the most emotionally difficult issues came here as far as I was concerned. That's because, again, it was partly personal for me. It still is, but I think as the state of Maine, marine resources is always hugely important. What I always tried to do, as I've told folks before, in making my decisions then and even now, is to try to think and look beyond necessarily the people who might be flooding one of your public hearings someday, take into consideration the issues before them and us that day, but also try to look out beyond them to their children and their grandchildren and try to make sure that the actions we take together to the greatest extent possible, to the extent we can predict anything, ensure that those resources and people's ability to make a living from marine resources exist for future generations and people who may not even be in the room that particular day. So I'll leave it at that. It's a great department. I'm honored to be allowed to work there. It's a great committee. You've got hard work ahead of you for the next 2 years, and I welcome the opportunity to work for me. You'll get sick of seeing me after the 2 years, but I'll try my best to keep it light.
I can imagine that that could ever happen. I really do appreciate those words, and that's an indication, I think, committee members, of the real commitment and caring that not just Deputy Commissioner Ettinger, but indeed the people in this room and the rest of the people within the Department of Marine Resources have for marine resources and those who go to harvest them. So thank you for that. You said you had a slideshow for us?
We do. I say we because I couldn't put one of these together if my wife depended on it. But Deirdre can do just about anything.
Is that going to be... That's... Can everybody see that? Okay. I don't think we need to close them up, Curtis. I think you can see it all right.
So we will breeze through this. I will leave it up to you folks to just holler if you have any questions or indicate in some manner. This is our basic statutory authorization, our basic charge from the legislature that's been longstanding, summarized there as to what we are responsible for doing. And it guides us every day. Take a minute to read that. I think all these things are also found in your briefing book as well. But
I don't see the portion about protecting the public health.
No, I don't think it's necessarily. Okay, I think it's specifically mentioned in our statutory charge.
Statutory charge, okay.
As you'll see, and as you know, Senator, it is a huge part of what Linda's Bureau does,
right,
with the Public Health Division. But
members, this way, I have questions. Just kind of shout out because my back's to you. I'm sorry.